You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome in to End This League. Good Saturday morning, good Saturday afternoon, good podcast on demand listening wherever, whenever. In the scope of time you are listening to us, we are very glad to be here. I am Chris Welch. That's Scott Bogman over there. We are In This League, and we're right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I like that you're like, whatever your plane of existence, we are very happy that you are with us.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that world because I just got done watching the Netflix show Dark. So I'm in this scope of like, you know, I just whatever point of reality that you live in or exist in, like we're here, most likely. We exist, unless this is all just the Matrix.
Are you saying that there is a plane of existence where we are skinny?
There is. There's a plane of existence where we are on primetime radio. That's, you know, this is an completely opposite universe where
now
we are skinny.
Now I know you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm telling you. It's an opposite universe. It's a parallel, like the other parallel universe. Like, you know, there's a universe where, you know, we are very popular. There's a universe where we don't podcast or play fantasy. Maybe there's a universe where we only do LARPing, you know, that type of stuff.
LARPing. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. There's a universe where you don't write your fan fiction for Star Wars. There's one of those.
Well, that's this universe right here.
It's not.
I don't write any fan fiction ever. So
okay, I read it. I'm sorry, you read it.
I don't read it either. When do I have time to read fan fiction?
That's true. You know what? We don't have any time because even on the show is a microcosm for everything that is going on today. In hour one, it is baseball talk. So for the next 45 whatever minutes that our voices are heard, it's going to be baseball talk because a huge trade and then a signing went down in baseball. We have got to break down that. There's some prospect stuff in the world. The first prospect ever was given an 80 grade hit tool on Saturday. The top 100 from MLB pipeline is going to be released. There's other trade conversation, all that. That's just hour one. Hour two, we've got two guests with us. Nick Whalen from RotoWire on TV most recently. Very handsome. He is the parallel universe version of us. You know, people want him on television and he's good looking.
On television, good looking. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's going to be joining us to talk a little bit of fantasy basketball. And then FNTSY's very own Jake Seeley is going to be joining us. Have we confirmed we get to steal multiple segments of his time yet? Has he confirmed that?
Nothing confirmed, but he'll be
well,
here.
We'll pressure him
he'll
on air. We'll pressure him on air.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're going to talk about the XFL. I'd like to talk about his 2018 early football ranks. And Seeley, myself, and Paul Spohr had a heated online debate on Twitter over the week that maybe we can discuss. So all of that is happening in this universe. Of In This League. The other universe,
well,
they're talking.
What's your 80 grade tool? That's what I want to know. What is your 80 grade tool if you had to pick one?
I would probably say, yeah, well, I mean, I would say someone looks at me, they'd probably assume eating. I'd say probably talking. Like I can do an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, my Prospect One podcast. I did an hour the other day and I was like, I just talked for an hour. I mean, that's impressive. Doesn't mean it was good.
Mine is figuring out microphones, actually.
Yeah, figuring out connections. Well, hey, let's get on the break. Let's try to figure out the rest of this. Don't go anywhere. It is Scott Bogman. It is Chris Welch. This is In This League, and we got a whole lot to talk about, so don't you go anywhere.
This is Tony Sicatatani. Hey, fantasy football season's over, but fantasy football gold. Still every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, myself and Kevin Walsh. I need you guys to listen. A lot of people have never heard Kevin Walsh. He's really good, but I don't know how many people he has in his family. I'm hoping he has a big family or that we're in trouble. So I need listeners. I need you to listen. Fantasy football gold, Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, iTunes and Google Play as well.
Old school fantasy.
A lot of movement going down in Milwaukee. Are acquiring Yelich, going and getting Lorenzo Cain, possibly some more trades coming also. Do you think that this is a team that can make a playoff push this year?
You have to be excited if you're a Brewer fan, number one. It's just a great park in general, the Miller Park, for hitters. And this is a team that loves to run.
Listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Does your fantasy football team suck? Did you draft David Johnson with the first pick? I can help you out. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Stand Up Fantasy. I will make your whole life better and put a little smile on your face, make you happy. Maybe you find a significant other just by changing some bowling shoes. Maybe you'll worry about things a lot less. Stand Up Fantasy at iTunes. Subscribe now.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In this league.
What was that?
In this league.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Welcome back. Even if you are in detention on Saturday, if you're with the Breakfast Club, whatever it is, you can catch us. We can be your Saturday ray of hope in the fantasy world, more than just the sports world in general, as, we do a lot of stuff. We do a lot of stuff. You want to know the grand scope of it? And things, as a matter of fact. We had this week alone, or last 10 days, 3 baseball podcasts that dropped. We did a Dynasty mock draft and a 2-part Dynasty series on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. My prospect one, 2 shows dropped. I interviewed Junior Spivey and Kamar Rocker, potential top pick this year in the MLB draft, and talked about a few other things. And then Eric Longenhagen from FanGraphs. Bogman did an NFL draft, the second episode of our NFL draft War Room podcast. All of this stuff over at InThisLeague.com. By the way, the newly revamped InThisLeague.com. We changed out the look after about 4.5 years.
Looks sexy. Looks it nice.
It was
sexy.
A big old pain in my ass is what it was.
Yep, it was. Yeah. And you know what? I was there with words of encouragement.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, it looks great. You couldn't have done a better job here. Don't ask me to help because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Thanks, champ. That was what I got. Yep. But you know what? That's what I needed. I needed the good thanks, champ thing. And then last thing, just a little promo. Next week we will promo it, but that following Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, at least the plan is, as long as all goes accordingly, Bogman and I will be releasing our fantasy book, the 99 Fantasy Baseball Debates for 2018, and we have got a host of guest judges that are on it, from Paul Spohr, Steve Gardner, Jake Seeley, who'll be joining us later, all those guys. We've got Joe Pizzapia, tons of them, so we will be on. We are going to, I mean, Bavona, I don't know if we said this last week, if you're around, but we need you to get on the booking. We need to get on all the shows in about 2 weeks.
I can get you. I think we can do it.
Okay. Like all of them. Like I already told Joe, I was like, let's get there. But we're going to have to, we got to put ourselves out there. There's a word I probably shouldn't use on this station because now we're on the mornings. When we're on the nights, I might've used it, but we got to put ourselves out there. Yeah, we got to do some schmoring.
For schmores.
So. Yeah. Yeah. We all like schmores, right?
There's a special island for you guys.
That's right.
One of my favorite things to do.
On Schmore Island.
One of my favorite things to do is banging s'mores, is what I'm saying. Who doesn't like a s'more? Everyone likes it. It's graham cracker, chocolate, and what is it? Marshmallow, right?
Yeah, or you can have a dirty s'more, which has white chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. This is morning radio stuff. This isn't what this is. Afternoon radio stuff. All right. So that's what we'll be doing. So inthisleague.com, that's where you can go check out all this stuff. Support your boys. Check out the book. We will be trying to be everywhere as possible that we can try to do. But let's get into it.
The Welsh. S'more Island.
The S'more Island. I mean, that's your dream. Well, you want to know what? One last plug. You want to get through the whole s'more thing. It's our secret show we just did at inthisleague.com with the ITL Army. I think Bavona would actually really like it. Maybe we should just send it to him because he's our wonderful producer.
Just send it to him.
Bavona, yeah, we did an episode. It's called, the show we do, this is only for our insiders. It's called Talking, Speaking, Being a Person. That's the show title. And the episode name we did, it was called The Dark Web. And we did an hour of essentially the dark web conversation. And we even talk about a potential s'more addiction that Bogman might have.
You really like a smorgasbord there, don't you?
Yeah.
I like to pick, you know, I do. So should we talk fantasy baseball?
We should talk some fantasy baseball. I'm sorry. We went down a dark web rabbit hole is what we did, actually.
Hey, look, when I'm pulling in the reins, it's bad. That's all I'm saying. I'm not one
point.
To do that.
We've got a lot. I mean, we do a good job of just stretching this whole thing out. But the big thing that went down this week.
Phrasing.
Sorry. Sorry. And the whole s'more talk. I don't know. I was talking about stretching out the segments, not the s'more or anything.
What is happening?
So a huge trade went down in baseball, which kind of I felt like was maybe one of the first building blocks we needed to tumbling down this free agency hole that's going on. Because all of these guys are just waiting. And, you know, I felt like Lorenzo Cain could have been one of those pieces on the offensive side that has held back the market a bit, especially like guys like Hosmer and Moustakas waiting for their own teammate, where the pitching side is held back by Darvish. And the big trade that went down, Christian Yelich, the Miami Marlins. I did an update. Bogman, you'd like this. You didn't hear it. My Thursday night update, as I do the overnight updates here for FNTSY, I opened it with, "This is a test of the Miami Marlins purge system." Like, I thought that was A+, but I got no emails about how incredibly talented and smart I was.
Did you know what you should have done is you should have done, like, one of those warning, what are they called?
The EAS test. Well, I was going to put,
Everyone is departing Miami, all of them.
If I was going to do the whole thing, I just wrote the thing. But the Miami Marlins essentially trading out the second to last cog in the previous regime's roster, the good roster, as we would call it, and they finally pulled off a good trade. They traded Christian Yelich to the Milwaukee Brewers, and they got a haul back. They got top prospect Lewis Brinson, another outfielder, Monty Harrison, who I've seen out here in the Arizona Fall League and chatted with. He's a big dude. Yeah, there it is.
Is a test of the Miami Marlins purge system. For the next 12 hours, the Miami Marlins will be trading all players. We will get rid of the crazy statue. Derek Jeter will sell you on the future. You will never have more than 2,000 fans in your stadium. I repeat, this is a test of the Miami Marlins purge system.
If you hit over 250, please vacate this city immediately.
Yeah, everyone's just wearing a mask of Marlins man, too. That's what everyone's going around with during that one. But they traded Lewis Brinson, Monty Harrison. They got Asan Diaz, who is a big power-hitting second baseman, and Jordan Yamamoto, pitcher. So four guys.
Not a bad haul.
No, it was big. I thought it was a great, great acquisition just from an overall perspective. So I want to – well, you know, tell me your thoughts on the Miami Marlins return, because I think maybe the next segment I want to give the Christian Yelich conversation a whole lot of conversation. But what did you think about that return when Jeter is really – I mean, he's botched, it seems like, every single one of these trades.
Well, you know, they said they were waiting for an overpay. I don't know that this is an overpay because I know Asan Diaz is a while away. How far away is Monty Harrison? The year two, at least?
I would say, yeah, he's not a this-year guy. He's maybe a second-half of next-year guy. Like he's a big power-speed guy, but he can get, like, streaky, so that's part of his problem.
Right, Brinson should be up, you know, if not immediately at some point this season. So, and Diaz is a ways away, and Harrison, and who was the pitcher that they got?
Really not much. Jordan Yamamoto.
I mean, he had a good, from what I read, he had a good season. He's not like a top prospect or anything, but he's improving. So
yeah, like a bullpen guy. They've acquired Jorge Guzman and Sandy Alcantara, and so those are guys that they're going to put in the rotation. Yamamoto might be a bullpen guy.
Right. So, you know, I think this was a nice little return for Yelich. Are any of them going to turn into Christian Yelich? I doubt it. He's probably going to wind up being the best player in this trade, but there's some potential there. So I actually like this. I like this a lot more than the other trades that they've been doing. So,
well, I mean, and Lewis Brinson, I mean, this is a place he's always wanted to play. He is a five-tool, like, potential 5x5 category athlete, you know? I mean, it's we'll see how the average goes, but this is one of those guys that's 20-plus power, speed. He did hit, like, 320 in the minors. You know, he could hit in the middle of the the middle of the lineup and whatnot. So I actually thought it was a great trade for them and what, you know, and how they've kind of worked about it. Because I don't know if you saw, there were two other trade offers or two conversations they had before this one, Bogman. They reached out to the Braves and said, we want Ronald Acuna. And then immediately were, you know, met with a... And then they called the Blue Jays.
Tone, actually.
Yeah. Then the Blue Jays called and said, what did it take for Yelich? And they said, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And that ended that. So this was the next best return. So it was a great return. Deep dynasty stuff. The rest of the guys are there. But Brinson might play this year.
Exactly.
I should say will play.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play at some point this year. Like I said, you know, he could be up for opening day. He could not be. We'll see. But, you know, this is better than, I mean, what did they get for Stanton again? I mean, obviously they got salary cap relief.
Jorge Guzman and Starlin Castro.
And Ozuna, they got Alcantara at least. But, you know, Alcantara is a, I would say that he's a, he's risky, I guess, as far
as
he's
bullpen
risk. All pitchers are risky. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he might be back there with Yamamoto. So I like this trade for them. I think it's good, but I really think that it is good for Christian Yelich fantasy value. I'm really excited about that.
And that is what we're going to talk about on the other side of this break, because he goes into a spot that there are a lot of offensive assets around him. He goes to a place that has a different system of how they run. Literally, when I say that, I mean literal how they run. So let's talk about Yelich on the other side. What type of boost are we going to see? He's going to see a big old fantasy boost, and he's going to be a popular pick. But how realistic are these improvements? We'll talk about that on the other side. Scott Bachman, Chris Welsh in this league. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada from the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And you know what? Did you make a New Year's resolution? If you didn't, I got one for you. The Fantasy First Look is now on. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. When you get up in the morning, you subscribe to iTunes. It goes right to your phone. And in a special edition, noon on Sundays, Joe Galina, Tony Sicada, 2 hours of the Fantasy First Look. Hooray! A New Year's resolution you can keep.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
On Target Fantasy.
Now I know. How do you deal with collusion, okay? And get people to realize there was no collusion. I just made a trade, and it's not my fault that Vlad made a bad trade. It's just, you know, it helped me. I'm sorry it didn't help him, but it's not my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Well, why can't you get Vlad to say that it wasn't collusion?
It's a good question.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, FNTSY.com/radio.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
Freestyle. You know who tweeted right at Vince McMahon saying, like, he's down, he wants in? Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football wants a chance to get in this. And here's the interesting part. Vince McMahon also said that he wants a certain image for his league. He said no players who have a criminal record, who have any felonies, will be allowed in the XFL. I think that's interesting, right? But here's the thing. Does that disqualify Johnny Manziel?
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You might not see any palm trees or cacti out your window, but that doesn't mean it's not spring training. That's right, it's time for us fantasy baseball owners to shake off the rust and get into midseason form. And here on FanRag Fantasy Baseball, we have everything you need to assemble your best team. We'll be breaking down all the offseason player movement and zeroing in on the trends that will keep you ahead of your league mates on draft day and beyond. Join me for FanRag Fantasy Baseball each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network between 10 and 11 p.m. Eastern or 6 and 8 p.m. Pacific Time.
Then one day,
Chris Welsh
said, "Have some
in this league
with me
in this league.
Tastes really good and it's helpful, you see." I said, "I taste it, I'll give it a whirl." And now I am a
in this league
girl. I said, "I taste it, I'll give it a whirl." And now I am a
in this league
girl.
Very good. Very, very good, Savannah. So he's a rock star. He's number one in our book.
Okay. Oh, you know what abrupt end, too. And no, what I love, too, is that no girl has ever said that.
Probably not. Not even my wife.
How I'm an in this league girl?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Nope. No. There's one. I mean, there is Floatal, as we call her, the first lady of ITL, but that's about
right.
It.
Right. Yeah. She's a Jonesy girl. Not an NBC
Yeah, not an ITL girl. Great point. Good point. So, welcome back, Scott Bachman, Chris Welsh. We are talking about the Milwaukee Brewers trade. Christian Yelich, he moves over to the Brewers from the Marlins. And, you know, it's funny because in this last month, Bachman and I working on our project, our book we're putting together, Christian Yelich is in this. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a struggle. I think you actually had Yelich you were debating for in that specific matchup. And at that time, you know, we were in a spot where the Marlins were like, well, we're not moving him. There was not a lot of protection. It was Boer, Realmuto, Castro, and Yelich. And there's a concern the RBI totals, everything kind of goes down. Well, this has kind of changed a decent amount. I don't know if the depth charts steamer that I'm looking at Fangraphs has already made an adjustment for the new team, but Fans, which they put up there, is projecting a 2020 season from Yelich now. Steamer has a 24-11 number on him. So we'll break down what the Brewers kind of do with players, but talk to me about the overall value, because the one thing I saw as soon as that trade went down was most people assuming Yelich's like value is going to skyrocket now.
I mean, I think it has to. He goes to a much better lineup, and you know, we talked about this off air a little bit, the Welsh, you know, you look at roster resource, they have him hitting number one. Which
I just,
honest,
I don't know.
It, to me, it's fine because the Brewers have so many stolen base attempts. So
he's hitting three. I just don't buy it.
I think he is too, because I don't like Travis Shaw, and Travis Shaw, they have scheduled to hit three right now. And Ryan Braun is cleaning up, and how many games is that dude actually going to play? So, I mean, they don't even have Domingo Santana in the lineup right now because it's Yelich, Kane, and Braun. in the outfield. So Santana's probably going to wind up getting moved for an arm or something. And
yeah, there were some rumors going out there about the Indians. The Indians might be a fit. You could start to presume maybe a guy like Danny Salazar or something.
Right, right. So we'll see what happens there. But you know what? Whether he hits leadoff for the Brewers or if he hits three for the Brewers, which, you know, it offers you different things no matter what. But wherever he hits, I think his value has to come up. He's in a better lineup. He's more protected. I mean, I think that now we're getting what we had from Yelich last season plus a little bit more speed.
So, yeah, to, and your point, you setting that up, because I want you to I'm going to relay the last year's stats, but I want you to relay the Craig Counsell stats for the Brewers. But to your point, though, he is put in a spot now where, unlike the Marlins, there's a lot. I mean, if Jonathan Villar returned to value, they go and sign Lorenzo Cain, which we'll talk about in a minute. Braun, Thames, we know what they could potentially do. Travis Shaw. I mean, all of these guys from top to bottom, I have seen on really big hot streaks. This is probably one of the most, the better underrated lineups. I'm not going to call it one of the better lineups in baseball. Some might argue that it is. It's one of the more better underrated lineups that we are going to see. But with it, I think the hype is a little bit less about the surrounding pieces as it is more about what the Brewers might do with Christian Yelich, whether it's leadoff or hitting three. What was the Craig Counsell stat that you saw?
It was that since Craig Counsell took over as manager of the Brewers, that the Brewers have the second most stolen bases attempts in baseball, right behind the Reds. And the Reds had like 200 and something of those from Billy Hamilton, of course.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that is Billy Hamilton carrying that whole thing.
Right, exactly. So basically, you know, outside of the Billy Hamilton team, they have the most. And remember, VR had 62 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he definitely pushes
that. This team runs. They run a lot.
Last year, the Brewers finished second in stolen bases overall, only to the Angels. So the Brewers had 128 stolen bases last year, and the Angels finished number one with 136. And this is coming off of an off year from VR. But you got guys like Braun steals bases there, and he's 1,000 years old. Santana, Keon Broxton does. You've got Orlando Arcia. Everyone is stealing bases there. And then what they do is they just go add one of the better. I think I saw our buddy Justin Mason put out a stat that last year only four players hit for 300 and stole over 20 bases. I don't remember who they were off the top of my head right now. I'm assuming Trout was one of them. But Cain was in that argument. So you get a guy that Cain could steal 30 bases on this team. And then Yelich. So that's the thing that people are jumping at. This is a guy. So Christian Yelich. Yeah, Christian Yelich last year with the Marlins stole 16 bases. The year before it was 9, and the year before that it was 16. In 2014, he stole 21. There is 20-plus stolen base potential hidden in this guy, and he now went
chicken?
To...
First baseball chicken live on the air, the Welsh. I think we should chicken.
We could do it. I got the sounder. Here we go. Let's play the chicken. All right, let's do it. We're going to play the chicken, where chicken the stolen bases, because you could put a 20 stolen base guy on a team that was number two last year and has been number two over the last three seasons. Okay, so I'll let you open the bid up.
20.
Oh, man, you're just going right out the... You're going right
20.
Out. We have the chicken music.
20 stolen bases.
Okay, here. So here, the intense chicken music. All right.
Gonna go up?
22.
23.
25.
27.
Aw. I'm gonna give it to you. You went past my number. 26 was my number. I think it's a career high number here, but you went past my number. I went 25, hoping you would bow out because 26 was my number.
I think there's a chance that he hits leadoff. And I think if he hits leadoff, 25 to 30 is a given. I think he'll hit somewhere in between there. I might come up a little bit short on that number, but Counts loves to run, man. He loves to run those guys. So I could, and you know what? He could get a decent amount if he hit, I think he's for if you're building a perfect lineup, I think Yelich is a perfect two hitter. So I don't know if, you know, many lineups in baseball could afford to have him at number two, but I like him there, and I like him if he's hitting one or two, whether it's him, Kane, or him, or him or Kane, he could be on the front or back end of a lot of double steals.
See, so. That's a good point. I like him at three. Last year with the Marlins, and remember, you had Marcell Ozuna, who was all-world, and Giancarlo Stanton, and you had D. Gordon in the lineup. Yelich hit three 144 games out of however many he played. 10 games right. were at the leadoff spot, I believe, if I remember correctly. 144
at the
three hole.
Well, that was when they were doing that weird stuff with Stanton hitting two. Remember, Stanton hit two for a big chunk of last year, and... obviously it worked. He hit all those bombs because he was protected by Yelich and also because he has more power than anybody I've ever seen in my life. But, he has experience hitting three. So I don't think either one is completely out of the question or out of the realm. Like, would you be – if you drafted Yelich, would you be pissed if he was hitting one?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the RBIs are going to go down, even though the
obviously,
team
– right.
If they put VR at eight – yeah, I mean, VR at eight, he could still have it. But I think I might be, to be honest with you, I want him at three because I think a council team, any team, like if I look at the Brewers, I look at that and I'm like, you know what I want to do? I want to spread out my dominant stolen base guys. I want Kane at one. I want Yelich at three. I want to throw VR at like seven. And I want some guys that can be dominant on the base path. Just kind of spread out. If you have Domingo Santana, maybe Domingo, you got Kane at one, Yelich at three, Santana at six, VR at eight. And you have just set yourself up with this incredible speed to power ratio where the power guys behind these guys are Braun and Thames and Travis Shaw. That I think that's a dynamic lineup. I don't know. You give
they
a fair
a lot
point
of
if he's leading. If
they
he's
got
leading
a lot of
off.
Versatility in this lineup. They can do a lot of stuff with it.
I think that may be something they do throughout the season. They may move it around. But to your point, if he is in the leadoff spot, I would think Yelich is going to be a prime stolen base guy. He's going to surpass 100 runs, and I think he's going to hit for a high average. I still want him at three because I still think he can steal 25 bases or 26, whatever, right. If he's hitting out of the three hole. So I guess to it, you and I are kind of falling victim to the, as we'd call it, the shock and awe of this trade and just being like, I think we both believe this is a huge move fantasy-wise, which in the two early mock ADPs that Fangraphs did, Justin Mason did, it's hard to gauge those now because I don't think they qualify because at that time, these were done in like November, Yelich was going 65 overall, and I just don't – I think before this, he was going about in the 50s. But now you're talking about –
he's going 60 – a week ago when I made this for our matchups for our book, he was going at 61.
Okay, I have got – you know what? I'm going to save this for the other side of the break. I got a debate for you, and I've got maybe two debates that I am going to put out there and see would you rather have Yelich or these players. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break as well. Former teammate, JTO Realmuto, he is being rumored in a Nationals trade. Well, I shouldn't call it that. The Nationals and them have talked, but the Marlins are ridiculous in their asking price. And if we can squeeze this in, because we've got some good guests in the second hour, I would love to talk about this 80-grade hit tool that was given to one prospect for the first time ever. That whole concept. So we will try to get all of that in the next segment. Don't go anywhere. Fantasy baseball talk, plus hour two, Nick Whalen from RotoWire and FNTSY's own Jake Seeley. Talk some XFL and some football. So don't go anywhere. Football. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Your attention, please. FanRag Fantasy Baseball.
Trevor May had Tommy John surgery last spring. The first time since that surgery, just earlier today, posted some video on his Instagram account, tweeted it out. Good news for Trevor May. Maybe we'll see him back again on the mound for the Twins. Early in the season, probably not. I would think very unlikely for opening day, but maybe the month of May for Trevor May.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Landry wants approximately $13 million a year. He wants Devontae Adams kind of money. I personally think the Dolphins should pay it. If the Dolphins want to continue to be a playoff team, this guy could really be the crux of any push that they make. He's maybe the most dependable possession receiver in the NFL. You live in South Florida. You lost Giancarlo Stanton. You lost Marcell Ozuna. Now you may lose Jarvis Landry.
Weekdays, 6 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's In This League.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for
In This League?
Answer me! Suck my white ass!
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Well, that one always stays in the rotation. Welcome back In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, as we were told there by Adam Sandler and the voice guy. We are back at finishing up our fantasy baseball talk for this hour. We've really spanned out this whole Christian Yelich stuff. So I'm going to let's go to the debate, and then a couple other topics we'll try to throw in here while we can in the rest of this hour. So as we were going to break, I had thought of a debate that I want you to battle. We're all about debates. That's the
go
book,
away
by
debating.
The way. Couple weeks here. Yeah.
Go away, Baton.
So in about 2 weeks, I want you guys to be on the lookout on Amazon and potentially in thisleague.com for a 99 player debates for 2018 book. It's stuff like this that we do. This one, I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of wish we could have done this one. This would be, I think, a really good one. So I don't believe Christian Yelich ADP is going to sit any longer in the 60s. It's probably going to sit somewhere happily in the late 40s to early 50s, depending where you are. That's my assumption how things are going to go over the next couple weeks.
Right.
And we'll talk about it definitely on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. But 2018, Christian Yelich or Rhys Hoskins. You like Rhys Hoskins? You're not the biggest Rhys Hoskins person in the world, but 300 hitter, 20 homers. You think 27 stolen bases from Yelich. You're going to have heavy runs. You're probably going to be, I wouldn't call it elite, but pretty dominant in four of the five categories with Yelich. Rhys Hoskins, all-world last year. Average isn't going to be the best, but you're going to get massive RBIs, probably massive runs, and massive home runs. So what do you do?
Man, okay, so I have a caveat for this one because I think that if Yelich hits three, I have to go with Yelich. Because I think he can be that power speed combo guy, and he can be close to matching with the RBI, and he has a high average. You know, it may not matter. You know, I'm gonna go with Yelich. I love Hoskins and I love the power potential, but down the stretch, you know, he what you're really paying for with Hoskins is a good month, because when he came up, he was incredible. Now he's going to have power no matter what month. I bet you he hits, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 bombs. I would not be surprised by that. I know that's probably right around where, you know, Steamer and all those things have him. But in August, he hit 304 with 11 bombs. In September and October, he still hit 7 bombs, but he hit 220. So,
by the way, finish. I cut you off. I'll tell you what Steamer has.
He just got a little bit adjusted on. And so, I mean, he can make an adjustment and come back and all that stuff. But I think you're looking closer at a 240 to 250 hitter. I don't think he's going to hit 260 or 270. So what does Steamer have on him?
Steamer has him hitting 263 with 36 homers, 98 RBIs, and 85 runs. Fans, of course, doesn't have him more homers, only 36 homers, but has a higher average, higher runs and RBIs, and depth charts has 37 homers in a row with 101 RBIs and 260. So everyone assumes you're getting 35-plus homers with a 260 average from Reese Hoskins this year.
I think they're on the average. I think it'd be like closer to 250. So I know what I'm going to get out of Yelich, and he's in a better lineup. I'm going to go with Yelich.
I'm going to go with Yelich, too, and maybe there's going to be a homerism in it. I'm not 100% sure. Bavona, I went out and put this. I'd love it if you could get it retweeted. I put a poll out. I tagged FNTSY Radio and Bogman. I put you on it. Standard 5x5, who do you want in 2018 for fantasy baseball, Reese Hoskins or Christian Yelich? Early votes are in right now, Bogman. 91% is on Yelich. Very early votes. I mean, I literally just posted it, and we're only like, you know, the early double digits of votes here. But Christian Yelich is so far running away with this. So if we can get, where's the other choice? Fill in option. Yeah. Well, someone put. I'm like, well, I'm not. It's between these two, buddy. It's not there's not another choice. Which one would you rather have? So, you guys could. I mean, by the time you're listening to this, the poll will probably still be out for a little bit. If you're listening live, if it's on demand, probably won't. But we will most likely discuss it on one of the podcasts. I think this is a fascinating debate because this had about a 25 rank spread on it for the last 3 months. And because of this trade, I think it is going to close the gap. And I'm curious at what the overall consensus is on this. The gap, as more votes are coming in, you know, it's closing a little bit. But we will see. Maybe we'll revisit at the end of the show.
Hoskins is the darling. He's the darling for sure. But Yelich is in the news right now, and everybody knows he's going to move up a little bit. So this should be fairly close. I bet you it's 55-45 one way or the other at the end of the show.
I'll bet you're right. I bet Yelich maybe is 55. I think you are correct on it. It's a little skewed right now, but votes are they're pouring in. So we will review that. So the other couple things. So the Marlins, the other trade that they were talking about, obviously they're just, you know, depleting the whole system and just starting over. JT Realmuto is the last one. He wants out. And the Nationals were talking about JT Realmuto, but the Marlins, and I just read a report here, like literally as we were coming on the air, I don't remember if it was from John Heyman or Morrissey or whoever, but the first part is that they were asked, the Nationals were asked by the Marlins, we want Victor Robles for JT Realmuto. And then, you know, again, this is one of those. But then the report that came out that I just saw said the Marlins are not bending from it. They want a one-for-one Realmuto for
Looks
Robles.
Like Realmuto's staying.
Yep, they're not breaking from it. And the report said no other team is even close to what the Marlins want. So, I mean, is this going to stick? That's an asinine trade to me.
It's not going to happen. I don't think – there's plenty of, you know – I mean, look, the Royals, if they're not going to re-sign anybody, and, you know, Eric Hosmer's going to – Kane's already gone. Eric Hosmer hasn't re-signed. They re-signed Alcides Escobar. But if they're going to re-sign nobody, Salvi Perez might be available. Go get Salvi Perez instead, you know. Don't give up Robles for Realmuto. Go trade one of your other prospects. Trade Juan Soto for Salvador Perez instead. Do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought the Nationals might break it down and say, we'll give you Juan Soto or something like that. That would have been I still don't like it, but it would have been a better trade if the Nationals are looking, you know, in a win-now standpoint. I do think the Marlins will bend on this, and JT Realmuto will be traded because he doesn't want to be there, and none of those guys want to be there. So,
love that Starlin Castro said he doesn't want to be there either, and he's going to be like the only guy left.
I mean, well, he wants to be traded. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Justin Bour. That's the only one that hasn't said anything. Hey, you know, I just realized I want to get the 80 grade hit tool thing. Lorenzo Cain, though, we skipped over him for a minute. Are you even more plus on Lorenzo Cain now? I mean, this seems like this is a drastically high move. Yeah, I mean, it's just this was made for him.
Yeah, you have to be because you know they run so much in Milwaukee. You have to be higher on Cain right now. He's going like right at pick 100. So
where, I mean, yeah, I was looking for him. Where was he in the early mock? Do you have any recent ADP numbers in front of you?
100.72.
84 in the two early mock of industry people.
Okay, I think he dropped because we didn't know where he's going to wind up. And there were teams that were looking at him that didn't run. You know, the Giants don't run to, you know, a whole lot. And I think maybe, who was it? The Red Sox don't run too much. So it was teams like that that were looking at Cain. And I think that's why he dropped because, you know, the majority of his value is held in stolen bases and runs. And if he's going to hit lower in the lineup because he plays for a better team or goes to a team that doesn't run too much, he is going to drop and drop and drop. But I think he is going to start moving up and up and up. How about, here's a player debate for you. Would you rather
what if you're going to ask the same one?
Adam Eaton or Lorenzo Cain?
Lorenzo Cain. That one's easy for me.
It's okay, really easy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one I was gonna. Yeah, just because Adam Eaton. I mean, I still like him, but I think there's some stuff they might do with the lineup coming off the injury. He's still limited, I suppose, in nature of like the counting stats. Where I think Lorenzo Cain. I think Lorenzo Cain beats him in homers and stolen bases. So I have to ask myself, how different is the average? It might be kind of different if Eaton hits 320 or something like that. But the one I was going to ask you is there was so much preseason hype put on Domingo Santana. I feel like Cain has switched spots with Domingo Santana. I feel like they have swapped spots. It's like that Freaky Friday thing. Santana was going about 80, you know, between probably 75 and 85, somewhere in there.
Well, let me ask you this. If Domingo Santana got flipped to give me a random team, let's say he got traded to the Giants. Right?
How about the Indians? The Indians were the rumor.
Sure, okay. You get straight to the Tribe. Would you rather have Lorenzo Cain or would you rather have Domingo Santana?
Boy, I mean, that to me, that's a good place for him to go. That's a pretty good place for him to go.
I'd still rather have Domingo.
He's one of the – I mean, dude, he's one of those just major buzzy hype players. I'm kind of leaning Lorenzo Cain. And maybe I need to – maybe I need a couple days to simmer back because I don't want that to be one of those like – you know, recency things like, oh, the trade happened. But I don't know, man. I feel like Lorenzo Cain is going to be set and primed to potentially beat him in a majority of these categories, Domingo Santana. Maybe if Santana went, you know, to like Colorado or something like that. But I don't know. I'm going to go with Lorenzo Cain. I think Cain is going to sit comfortably 75. I'm looking at the two early mock results. And there are guys like, I'm taking Cain. These are guys that went ahead of Cain, but this was like months ago. I'm taking him over, where'd he go? Jake Lamb. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kyle Seager?
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera?
Okay.
Tommy Pham?
See, that's close, too.
Okay, I got one for you. Cespedes or Cain?
Cespedes.
I'm going Cain, I think. I want the speed
of
the power.
Risk. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't hate it at all. I understand it. I just think that I'm still Team Cespedes. I'm always a Cespedes guy. So
yeah, that's true. You're the
I can't.
The
I wish
barbecue.
I could quit you, Cespedes. I can't.
But I can't.
Cannot do it.
All right, small segment coming up here. We'll dedicate it to the 80 grade hit tool MLB pipeline on Saturday. If you're listening to this live tonight, if you missed it, you can go and you know see the replay or you can read what they did. They released their top 100 prospects all across the board. I always say caution yourself because they don't do it for fantasy. If you fantasy owners are looking for stuff, why don't you check out what I do at Prospect One? But
that's right.
They gave one of these players an 80 grade hit tool. It is the first time it has ever happened. So let's talk about that player on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We will be right back.
Thank you. When you wake up in the morning, is fantasy sports usually the first thing on your mind? If the answer is yes, then you have to immediately tune into the Fantasy Sports Radio Network to get your day started. Scott Engel greets you every weekday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Sports Today. It's bacon, eggs, and the king every morning. Scott delivers all the latest fantasy news and adds his own analysis to get your fantasy day rolling. Don't miss Fantasy Sports Today, weekdays from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes. You're doing it.
Yes. 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 Pick 30.
Yo,
let's go.
You're wrong, man.
Let's go.
What do you think the chances?
We'll see. When I text you Sunday night, Greg.
I hope you do.
Until you suck.
What do you think the chances? Because say he can't ever wrestle again. So there's standing by that. In WWE. Do you think they would allow him to his music to hit just to get that pop and him to just run in and get thrown right out?
No.
No.
You don't think they would allow that?
Be awesome.
Weekdays from 11 to noon Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Hey, you like fantasy football, you like 8-bit music, you like wrestling, you like fun? Well, I've got fun for you.
Let me tell you something, brother. The greatest show ever on Fantasy Sports Radio Network is on Target Fantasy, brother, okay? You've got Jake Seeley. He's a ranker, okay? You got Chris Meady, Canadian Kindness. And you've got Joe Pizzapia, Mr. Black Book. Every day, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. My God, it's an unbelievable 2 hours of fantasy goodness. Check the link.
Red heat and rage.
NBA All-Star rosters were announced. Yeah, a lot of people are mocking LeBron James's team, but LeBron's the type of guy that's going to bring it. LeBron doesn't like these young millennial kids and stuff like that. Like
he hates a lot of people, actually.
He does, yeah.
You know what I mean? He just seems like a real surly dude.
Well, that's where, you know, it's like Tom Brady. That's why they are where they are.
That's true.
Always with a chip on their shoulder. So I can sort of see LeBron showing up.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
In this league.
If he is in the leadoff spot, I would think Yelich is going to be a prime stolen base guy. He's going to surpass 100 runs, and I think he's going to hit for a high average. I still want him at 3 because I still think he can steal 25 bases or 26, whatever, if he's hitting out of the 3 hole. So I guess to it, you and I are kind of falling victim to, as we call it, the shock and awe of this trade and just being like, I think we both believe this is a huge move fantasy-wise.
Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
What is that?
It's In This League.
Oh, no.
Scott Bogman.
No.
Chris Welsh.
Ah! I love my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
That was the live sound of how the internet was. It wasn't the Wicker Man. It was actually the internet when MLB Pipeline announced that they have given a prospect an 80-grade hit tool. They've never done it before. That prospect... Well, his father just got to the Hall of Fame, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the first 80-grade hit tool that anyone has ever gotten. I love Ladd Guerrero Jr. more than most. I just did on Prospect One, the episode, if you guys want to hear Junior Spivey and Kamar Rocker, I kind of just openly talked about how, like, I have battled from a fantasy perspective wanting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to be above Acuna and Ohtani, and I've just had that consistent battle. But the conversation, Boggs, is more about just the uptightness of the fantasy baseball community, where nobody ever wants to give the high grades because you know what they tell themselves? Well, there's no way to go up. Well, who cares? If this guy's the best of the best and he's got one of the best hit tools, don't be like, well, I'm going to give him a 75. Give him an 80. Also, so we're making a big deal about this.
Right. And also, wouldn't you say that everyone understands that you graded him as an 80 in the minor leagues? If the dude tears up his shoulder or whatever, you know, he can't hit major league pitching for whatever reason, he has vision problems, if something happens to him physically, everyone will understand. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's
like,
just
I just have a
is.
Hard time, like when I see this type of stuff, I have a hard time thinking, like, well, why doesn't Bryce Harper get that? What were the things that we were picking apart so much when this guy's out here hitting 320 and 40 homers? You know, same thing
that's
goes with
clown
Mike
question,
Trout.
Bro,
it is a clown question. But it's the I guess, you know, at the end of the day, it's truly just one of those baseball things that you and I are not old school baseball people. We are not.
It's the same thing as, you know, I'll never vote someone in for first ballot because X, Y, and Z didn't get in.
I'm voting Barry Bonds in if I had a vote every single year until he gets in, because he's one of the best baseball players of all time. I don't care. I don't care.
He is. He was a jerk to me personally, so I'll never vote for him. But
oh, yeah. What did he do to you? I forgot about that. What did he do to you again?
Told me to get off his effing lawn.
I forgot about that. Yeah. But you still got to vote for him.
It was like middle of Roid Rage days. So, you know, to be expected. Yeah, well, not really.
I mean, don't really need to put that tag on there. But I'm just saying, like, you and I, we are not of that old school baseball community. We don't think like that. And we also, I just don't think, have some of that conservatism that is built into these things. So I see this type of stuff, and personally, I just roll my eyes. I roll my eyes at this stuff. The 80, like, people are so finicky about giving any 80 grade hit tool, calling people aces, all that type of stuff. I get the hold back on it, but I don't know. I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good for everybody when we can acknowledge this is an incredible talent. This, I mean, Ronald Acuna is not that, but maybe he's an 80 grade prospect if you look at the tools. You know, maybe, you know, when you got a guy that's 65 across the board, you can start giving those considerations. So it made news. Everyone was talking about it because the first time they gave that grade on Vlad Guerrero Jr., the guy is going to be special. I mean, I think he's going to be the next, it's hard to comp players, but he has the working up of being the next type of, like, Miguel Cabrera.
Do you ever find that the grades confusing? Why don't they just predict what he's going to hit in the bigs?
Yeah. Couldn't we, instead of 80, just have amazing?
He's a 270 hitter, you know?
Yeah.
Or
Well, to your point, though, Boggs, those grades are supposed to equate. They do equate to, like, an overall average type of thing.
Why not just say it? This is like when I turn my money into bitcoins to pay people for doing things for me. So
we can have crypto batting order. Yeah, crypto scouting. I like that. This guy is like 5 Bitcoin.
That's basically what it is.
That's how
Bitcoin started. It was from baseball scouts. No.
Well,
you have to turn the average into a score and then base them on that score. No.
This guy's an 8.
What the dude's going to hit. Come on.
Vlad Guerrero is an 8 Bitcoin, but I would say that Ronald Acuna is a 5 Bitcoin with 3 Litecoin and a little bit of Ethereum in him. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, that's essentially what this...
You nerded it up.
I'm sorry.
You nerded it right up too much.
Katy Perry did it too. Katy Perry shill. We can talk about that. All right. That's Vlad Guerrero Jr. We're coming up. Second hour. Jake Seeley, Nick Whalen, whole bunch going. So don't go anywhere, my friends. We will be back.